I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Leilani Munter is a race car driver, but also a biologist and environmental activist. She'll talk about her unique life with Thane Maynard in about 10 minutes. Later on Cincinnati Edition, a conversation with the new president of the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce, Emily Johnson, and board chair Bobby Malley about the renaissance of the neighborhood and holiday happenings there. With the election passed, Ohio lawmakers got back to work this week. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Ohio Public Radio correspondent Bill Cohen about the current lame duck session of the legislature and the new session, which will begin next year.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining me.
Sure.
It's been an interesting few weeks with the election, and nevertheless, there still is more work to be done in Columbus, and there's a lame duck session coming up of the Ohio legislature. Tell us what's going to be happening over the next few weeks.
Well, the lame duck session has already been for a couple of days here and will continue maybe for a few more weeks till the end of the year. We'll see. One bill that they've come up with is a what they call the puppy mill bill. It's a crackdown, a toughening of regulations on some of the large-scale dog breeders, and it would require them to undergo annual inspections and some new state standards of care. Some of the breeders don't like it. Some of the animal rights people like the thrust of it, but they say the latest version has been kind of watered down too much. But a lot of legislators say they're going to move ahead with this and that at least it is what they would call a step in the right direction. Then another of the big controversies down here centers around abortion. And there's been a vote in a House committee to recommend a bill that would put Planned Parenthood basically at the end of the line when it comes to getting government money here in Ohio. Anti-abortion activists like this bill because they don't like the fact that Planned Parenthood is involved with abortions. And even though Planned Parenthood says, look, none of this state money or federal money goes for abortions, it goes to other medical services, the anti-abortion activists don't want to see any money going to Planned Parenthood. So that's the proposal at the moment. The House is expected to vote on that probably after Thanksgiving. Basically, a defunding of Planned Parenthood in terms of government money in Ohio.
Now, aren't there some other abortion-related bills brewing as well?
Yes. In the kind of closed-door negotiations continue over an even more controversial anti-abortion bill that's been called the Heartbeat Bill. It passed already in the House, but Republican senators have been a little hesitant to pass it in its current form. What it basically says is if there's a fetal heartbeat at who knows when, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th week, somewhere around there, if there's a fetal heartbeat, no abortions would be allowed. Backers of this idea say it would be a great way to get the entire abortion issue before the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, on the face of it, it would violate the Roe v. Wade ruling of 40 years ago. But the backers of this bill say, fine, at least if we pass this bill in Ohio, it can be appealed up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it would give the high court a chance to reverse the Roe v. Wade ruling. But there are some other, even some folks who are against abortion are saying, well, this could backfire on us because there's not really a clear majority on the high court right now that is ready to vote to reverse Roe v. Wade. So they say Ohio shouldn't pass this right now. And, of course, you have the folks who call themselves pro-choice who are against it for other reasons. They say it infringes too much on a woman's right to choose.
You know, this two-year legislative session really has had a lot of debate about abortion. There have been other discussions as well.
Yes, in fact, there was a bill that was actually passed last year that basically says when an ultrasound finds that a fetus is viable and can live by itself outside the womb, then no abortions would be allowed. That really is a small number of abortions that are done at that point in Ohio, at least before that bill was passed. So the bill was passed, and anti-abortion folks really liked it and said, well, at least it gets rid of these abortions that are the most late term. And so that is now the Ohio law.
In the current lame duck session, there's been so many discussions, as you've talked about, but one of the things that that certainly, I think, is on everyone's mind is election law. There have been so many challenges to the rulings of the Secretary of State. Do you anticipate that they'll take up election law before the end of the year?
It's hard to tell. We certainly know that majority Republicans would like to get rid of some of the early in-person voting, especially that weekend just before Election Day. They tried to do that earlier, but the Obama administration, or the Obama reelection campaign, rather, I should say, went to court and got the court to reverse that. And a lot of folks think that that last-minute early in-person voting helped President Obama win reelection in Ohio. So we know Republicans would like to get rid of some of the early voting. But it's unclear whether they'll actually try to do that in this lame duck session. Ohio's top elections official, a Republican himself, John Husted, has been telling Republicans and Democrats alike, let's take a deep breath. Let's relax a little bit after this election and maybe take up this issue, if at all, next year when the new legislature comes in.
Well, speaking of that new legislature, they do start in January. Not a lot of different look to the legislature. What kinds of things do you anticipate they'll be taking up come January?
Well, the big thing, of course, will be the new two-year state budget. Early in the year, we'll get a new budget proposal from Governor John Kasich. We'll hear his annual State of the State address. Republicans, no doubt, will be cheering. Democrats, no doubt, will be jeering. They've made that clear that they want to get him defeated in the governor's election in 2 years. So both sides, the lines are drawn in the sand. One thing I think you'll watch for Kasich to propose, and he's made no secret of it, he would like to lower the state income tax again. Republican legislators already lowered it 21% over the last 6 or 7 years. But he says we need to lower it even more to attract business and their jobs. And so I would look for the governor to, in some way, propose another lowering of the state income tax, perhaps in his two-year budget proposal.
It shouldn't meet with much opposition, I would assume, just because the political landscape in the legislature next year really is still very Republican-based. Is that not right?
Well, that's true. We still don't know the outcome of a couple or three of the House races, but it looks like the Republicans will have about a 60-39 margin in the House, maybe one seat more than they've got now. It could be one or two more or one or two less than that. But still, yes, Republicans will be controlling the House by big numbers and the Senate, 23-10. So they'll be able to do what they want. Of course, that doesn't mean the Democrats are going to be quiet. They have often opposed these lowerings of the state income tax because they say that the people who get the biggest breaks on their tax in that way are the wealthy.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for talking with me.
It's been a pleasure.
Bill Cohen is Ohio Public Radio State House correspondent. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.